Okay, we are rolling right along. We're back with you this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I'm looking so forward to our next interview because in this next segment, we will focus our attention on Michigan State and what an incredible year they have had, not only with football, but with men's basketball. Michigan State, the bandwagon, it is absolutely overflowing. President Obama, he is now on board, projecting the Spartans to win the 2014 National Championship and that the Spartans will have that one shining moment once again. So it is wonderful to bring on board for the first time on our show, Michael Emmerich. He is the editor in sports publishing, and he has just released his new book. Our good friends at Triumph Books help us out each and every week. This book is titled 100 Things Michigan State Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I am super. As a Michigan State fan, I couldn't be better.
Indeed. It is true, and it's just a nice carryover effect from what happened in the fall into the spring. So let's first focus our attention tonight and have our conversation about the most timely subject, and that, of course, is Spartan men's basketball. They completely dominated in the Big Ten tournament and the success that Tom Izzo continues to have each and every year. How cool was it to see President Obama put the Spartans as his pick to win it all?
Well, I mean, I thought it was pretty darn cool. I bet I know somebody who didn't think it was so cool. Probably Izzo. Tom Izzo. He's probably worried about his guys, getting inflated heads. And, you know, frankly, during the course of the season, that was a problem. They'd, before the injuries, they played a little inconsistently. Izzo thought that this team had was easily distracted. So I think he's probably hasn't slept much the last 3 days as everybody keeps picking Michigan State to win it all and then culminating, of course, in Obama. So I'll bet you Izzo has broken out in hives a few times.
Well, I was going to say that's probably a big challenge for Coach Izzo when you're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-olds, to keep them off that social media and allow them to have only that singular focus.
Yeah, and I think with this team in particular, I think that's been a concern of Izzo's, is keeping them focused. I guess how they respond to being the favorites, and like I said, early in the year they didn't respond too well. So we'll see if they have developed a little bit more maturity since then.
We're going one-on-one with Michael Emmerich. We are talking about Michigan State, and it seems like there was a real shift in terms of the popularity, even with the program. I mean, I know that Coach Izzo, he's got a strong following from years past, but it just seems like everybody's jumping on board. In fact, Michigan State, the Spartans, are profiled on the front of Sports Illustrated.
I know. probably the last time they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated was when they won the national championship in 2000.
2000, yeah.
And then before that was probably preseason SI cover in 1978, which, if you'll recall, was...
I was in grade school.
The first year that Michigan State won the NCAA basketball championship. So, I think Izzo, just talking about the change in perception that has occurred this year after they won the Big Ten tournament, I think he said something like, geez, we've gone from the outhouse to the penthouse in the matter of the blink of an eye. It's just been incredible, and that's kind of what's happened. So
what is your belief on how far the Spartans will go? I mean, the one positive that they definitely have going for them is the depth that they have on their roster, and they're able to go deep into the bench and have those types of rotations. I mean, that's a huge asset.
Yeah. So this is an unusual Izzo team, frankly. Usually they punish you on the boards and play lockdown defense and are a proficient offense, but most of the points come from, around the paint or fast break. And yet this team is probably his best perimeter shooting team. I know they set a record for most 3 points this year by a Michigan State team. And yet for all of their offensive talents, they are only a mediocre rebounding team, certainly by Tom Izzo standards. He's trying a little different recipe. That's the roster he has. If they were to advance far, and they certainly have the talent. I've heard some national commentators suggest this is the most talented starting lineup in the nation. And it does have two first-round draft picks, potential draft picks, a couple guys who could be, you know, maybe early second rounders. So it's loaded. You know, they got tons of talent, but they go about it very differently from past Izzo teams. So it's really kind of fascinating to see how it all plays out.
The team we are profiling is the Michigan State Spartans, and when you review just this past season, the quality wins, they are more than capable than making a very deep run and winning it all. I mean, you look at what Kentucky back in November, the win against Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan. I mean, that says a lot in terms of they're able to compete with the very best.
Yeah, well, I mean, they took down two number two seeds, you know, two teams that are seeded number two in this NCAA tournament. They took them down in
right.
back-to-back games, and both games were, you know, were blowouts. I mean, Wisconsin, I think, made it a bit of a game, but you know, at halftime, Michigan State was up by 17. So it was impressive what they were able to do, and I think they're capable of repeating that. It's just I really think with this team, it's just going to be a question of whether they can really have the mental focus necessary to get the job done.
You know, Michael, I have to mention Tom Izzo's streak of 17 straight NCAA tournament appearances. It ranks fifth all-time. It is the second longest in the Big Ten Conference. Quantify just what Tom Izzo has meant to this program. I mean, we could just go through all of his, I mean, 8 Big Ten championships, 1 national championship, 6 Final Four, 2 finals appearances. He's had an incredible run.
I mean, in the book, I put him, you know, number 2 on the list of the 100 basically most important things about Michigan State sports. So that, I guess, is a measure of just what I think of the guy. I think he's been the best coach in the history of either the football or basketball program. And, you know, what just fascinates me about Izzo is, I mean, and what he's done at Michigan State is, you know, Michigan State had some success in basketball before Izzo got there, obviously. You know, he's won a national championship.
Oh, yeah.
Judd didn't like to recruit. So he had a lot of, you know, ups and downs. Izzo's downs would have been considered Heathcote ups, frankly. I mean, that's the kind of run that Izzo has going here. Also, when Izzo became head coach, Michigan, if you recall, that was the whole Fab Five era.
Oh, yeah. With Steve Fisher?
Everybody, Steve Fisher, before that, Bill Frieder. You know, everybody in Michigan wanted to talk about the Fab Five and Michigan basketball. And it was in that kind of an environment that Izzo, you know, basically stepped in as head coach. His first couple of years, he went 9-9 in the Big Ten, and people wanted him fired. And they still wanted him fired into the middle of his third year until he finally went to Purdue and won on the road there, just shocked everyone in the Big Ten. And frankly, he hasn't looked back since. But what he's done with the resources, you know, that Michigan State has, you know, back when he took over, I mean, you know, they're not a blue blood basketball program. They are perennially, you know, sort of play second fiddle to the big school in the state. And yet, despite, you know, all of those odds, he was able to turn Michigan State into, I would consider it one of the top 10 programs in all of college basketball. In just 17 years, he's done that.
Right.
It's incredible. Yeah.
Michael Emmerich is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are quickly running out of time. The title of the book is 100 Things Michigan State Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. I certainly, for myself personally, I have a ton of respect for Coach Izzo. I mean, when you read his bio and just all that he's done, he's really paid his dues in coaching, worked his way up the chain, and established himself not only as a great head coach, but as a great recruiter. Well, we are flat out of time. Again, quickly, Michael, tell all the listeners where they can go and get a copy of the book.
You can get a copy certainly on Amazon. You can get a copy at Schuller's, which is a local bookstore. You can also get a copy at Barnes & Noble.
Anywhere else online.
Anywhere else, yeah.
And I promise we will invite you back on. We were just short on time. We've got to talk about Magic Johnson and the job that Mark D'Antonio did this year with the football program, winning the Rose Bowl. What an amazing run. It's an exciting time to be a Spartan. Thank you, Michael.
It sure is. These are the golden days. Thank you.
All right. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online, eradiosports.com, and Twitter @eradiosports.